Good morning, Sleepy Town. I'm Beau Bartlett, and you're listening to The Art House. Art House Radio, coming to you from way down in Sleepy Town, Columbus, Georgia, a.k.a. Magnolia, Georgia, mythical Magnolia, Georgia. And we're heard over on OHM Radio, too, WOHM in Charleston, South Carolina. Here are the stations of WCUG, Columbus State University, with Trent Henry Pritchett Miley.
Howdy.
Howdy. Howdy, Trent. Henry Pritchett. And Shoei Arakawa. Good morning, Show.
Good morning. I refuse to participate in your yokel local sounds.
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw. Oh, you're saying you're too good for us, huh?
Well, we got a cowboy show for you today called Cow Pokes.
Without the O.
Not Cow Pokes.
Cow Pokes.
Cow Pokes. Because the guys used to poke the cows to get them to move along. Mm. They poke them.
Really? Just a little poop-poop?
Yeah.
That's enough?
Yeah, with a stick or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's what they used to do. That's what cowboys used to do back in the day. Now they do a lot of other things cowboys do. But we do have some words of the day related to the topic.
Not cow.
No. Buckaroo.
Buckaroo.
Ooh, cute.
What do you think, guys? Buckaroo.
Oh, man. It's someone who got, you know, the spurs on their boots and they click their ears. They're a good old buckaroo.
You got it.
Yep. Really?
Yeah. It's a person in the West, American West, whose job it was to take care of cattle.
Wow.
Let's go.
So I think you got it. That's
so like when you call someone a real buckaroo, it's a job title.
Yeah.
It was a buckaroo. Hey, it comes from the Spanish, the Mexican, vaqueiro, which V-A-Q-U-E-R-O, which meant basically like cowboy.
Like vaquero.
Vaquero, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. And it, you know, once the American guys heard it, it sounded like buckaroo to them. That's what they said. Buckaroo.
Leave to us.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. Americans. We have a quote of the day. Quote of the day comes from a cowboy. Well, sort of a fake cowboy.
Oh.
But anyway, it's good enough. Courage is being scared to death and saddling up anyway. John Wayne. Courage is being scared to death and saddling up anyway. Anybody could have said it, and it's a good quote, but John Wayne said it.
A cowboy probably said it, and then a screenwriter wrote it.
Yeah, that's probably true. A screenwriter probably said it.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have a good show, great playlist of old country music, old cowboy music, and songs about cowboys, going all the way up from starting in the oldest with Roy Rogers, heading up to Beyonce Knowles Carter with her latest from Cowboy Carter. We're going to start off with Roy Rogers with Don't Fence Me In.
The sheriff said, I'm sending you to jail. Wildcat raised his head and cried, oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in, let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in, let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, fence me in, just turn me loose. Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western skies. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I wanna ride to the ridge where the west commences and gaze at the moon until I lose my senses. I can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please. Don't fence me in. Just turn me loose.
Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western skies. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences and gaze at the moon until I lose my senses. I can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in.
I'm back in the saddle again, out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly jimson weed. I'm back in the saddle again, riding the range once more, toting my old 44. Where you sleep out every night, and the only law is right. Back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-o, rocking to and fro. Back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-a, I go my way. Back in the saddle again. I'm back in the saddle again, out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly jimson weed. I'm back in the saddle again, riding the range once more, toting my old 44. Where you sleep out every night, and the only law is right. Back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-o, rocking to and fro. Back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-a, I go my way. Back in the saddle again.
On the range, his horse and his cattle are his only companions. He works in the saddle and he sleeps in the canyons, waiting for summer, his pastures to change. And as the moon arises, he sits by his fire, thinking about women and glasses of beer, and closing his eyes as the dogies retire. He sings out a song which is soft but it's clear, as if maybe someone could hear. Good night, you moonlight ladies. Rock-a-bye, sweet baby Jane. Deep greens and blues are the colors I choose. Won't you let me go down in my dreams? And rock-a-bye, sweet baby Jane. Now the 1st of December was covered with snow. So was the turnpike from Stockbridge to Boston. Lord, the Berkshire seemed dreamlike on account of that frosting, with 10 miles behind me and 10,000 more to go. There's a song that they sing when they take to the highway, a song that they sing when they take to the sea, a song that they sing of their home in the sky. Maybe you can believe it if it helps you to sleep, but singing works just fine for me. So good night, you moonlight ladies. Rock-a-bye, sweet baby Jane. Deep greens and blues are the colors I choose. Won't you let me go down in my dream and rock up our sweet baby Jane.
You're listening to 88.5 WCUG Columbus and 96.3 WOHM Charleston.
Mighty pale was standing by the sheriff's side, and when the sheriff said, "I'm sending you to jail," Wildcat raised his head and cried, "Oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in. Just turn me loose. Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western skies. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences, gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. Can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in. Again in town was sitting by his sweetheart's side, and when his sweetheart said, "Come on, let's settle down," Wildcat raised his head and cried, "Oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in. Just turn me loose. Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western skies. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences, gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. Can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in.
The real people went away. I'll find a better way someday. I'm leaving only me and my dreams, my cattle. face down, right under your nose. Lumbering, footloose power, the bull and the rose. Don't touch them. Don't try to hurt them. My cattle. Drove them by the crops and thought the crops were lost. I consoled myself with rudimentary thoughts, and I set my watch against the city clock. It was way off. One thing about this wild, wild country, it takes a strong, strong, it breaks a strong, strong mind. Yeah, one thing about this wild, wild country, it takes a strong, strong, strong mind. But anything less makes me feel like I'm wasting my time. But the pain and frustration is not mine. It belongs to the cattle through the valley. When my cattle turns on me, I was knocked back flat. I was knocked out cold for one clack of the train track. Then I rose a colossal hand, buried in sand. I rose like a drover, for I am in the end a drover, a drover by trade. When my cattle turns on me, I'm a drover. Double fold. My cattle bears it all the way for me and everyone. One, one.
Listening to The Art House on 88.5 WCUG in Columbus, Georgia, and WOHM 96.3 Charleston, South Carolina. I'm your host, Bo Bartlett. That was Bill Callahan with Drover. Drover. Do you guys know what a drover is?
I figured that's what happens when you run over. I drove over.
drove her. I don't even know her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that probably is sort of where it comes from, actually. One who drives. It's a one who drives cattle.
We're doing good today.
Wow.
Yeah, you guys are
technically
like,
2 for 2.
2 for 2. You know, it's like driving a bunch of cows, cattle herder, herdsman. Originally they called cowboys cow herds. So like a shepherd.
It's such a weird
one who herds.
I'm glad that they workshopped that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did. It's just, well, it just naturally evolved, I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it naturally evolved because when they came to, when we needed cowboys in America, there was no name for cowboys yet. And they would say, you know, get on your horse, cowherd. And, you know, they were like, what? You know?
They were like, what?
And they were a bunch of young kids. What you have to realize is that cowboys were literally kids back then because nobody else wanted the job. It was a hard job to herd cattle.
Mm-hmm.
And so they got the young teenagers to do it. During the beginnings of the West, when they first started having cows that were herded out West, from the 1860s, the 1880s and beyond, a lot of the cowboys were black. There was no work to do after being a slave, so they went West and were cowboys. 25% of the cowboys were black, actually.
That's cool.
Oh, wow.
The others were Mexican, Native American. So there was a large percentage. Unlike what we saw on television. Uh-huh. We didn't see any of those guys.
Yeah.
The TV cowboys of the 50s and 60s. Mm-hmm.
Even the ones that looked like Native Americans were white.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Even exactly. In Rodgers and Hammerstein's Oklahoma, the like most famous song from it, other than like Oklahoma, is The Farmer and the Cowman Should Be Friends.
Mm.
And it's this whole song after like a party where they get in a fight, but then they're like, why are we fighting? We're basically the same people, the same job.
Right.
But one deals with horses and cattle and the other one deals with the land.
Yeah. One's a buckaroo and one's a drover. And
mm-hmm.
One's a cowpoke and one's a cowboy. They're all the same.
Yeah. I bet you it's a regionalism. All those words developed across the regions.
Well, boy was sort of a derogatory term, I think.
Mm.
That was the way it developed, cowboy. It's like it wasn't what it became over time. It's like it's mythologized.
Your hired hand. You're just like, oh, get over here, cowboy.
That's right. Yeah, that's exactly the way it originated. But things changed, as they often do, as they usually do, and they morph into other things. When I was a kid, I'd wake up early on Saturday mornings. Real early, before the rest of the family got up, I'd go in and I'd turn on the television set and I'd watch the test pattern. Did you know there used to be a test pattern?
Beginning and end of broadcast.
Yep. Test pattern was before TV started. So at night, it would cut off with a
national anthem.
In the morning, it would cut on after the test pattern. I don't know how early it was, but it was pretty early. And I'd sit there until the test pattern turned into a TV show. And the earliest TV show was usually a cowboy show. Often Roy Rogers.
Hmm.
Roy Rogers and Dale Evans. And they would chase bandits, bad guys, sometimes robbers, guys with masks. They would chase them away from stagecoaches that had money, or they would fight Indians sometimes, maybe Mexican bandits, guys with sombreros sometimes. But it was the white guy and the white woman riding their horses.
Mm-hmm.
Trigger was the horse, if I remember correctly.
Willie Nelson's guitar?
It was named after Trigger, who was Roy Rogers' horse.
Wow.
Yeah.
It all connects.
Yeah. I would go outside and I would put on my holster.
Yeah.
Because for Christmas, I got cowboy boots and a hat and a holster.
I love that.
Cute.
I'd go out and I'd go down in the field and I would pretend to be a cowboy.
Mm-hmm.
But really, a little bit later on in the morning, the Lone Ranger came on.
Mm-hmm.
I, as a kid, I misconstrued it and called it the Long Ranger. I always thought it was the Long Ranger. Long Ranger and Tonto. And he had silver. Wasn't that his horse's name? Silver?
I think so.
Hi-oh, Silver, away. Mm-hmm. Yes, he did. He had silver. But I really associated more with Tonto than I did with the Long Ranger. Mm. The Long Ranger had a mask, which was very mysterious to me. Mm-hmm. He wore a baby blue outfit, like a onesie almost, and had a gun, a silver pistol, and rode a white horse, silver, high-o silver. But I really liked Tonto, his sidekick. He was a Native American. Mm. He had long hair, and he was brown. Mm. And I really just associated more with him. As time wore on, there were other cowboys, John Wayne, Clint Eastwood. Mm-hmm. Clint Eastwood actually started on Rawhide. Mm. He would have started on Rawhide. There was Wagon Train, Rawhide, Bonanza. When I was a kid growing up, all of these shows came on in the evening, and it's basically all anyone watched were Westerns.
Yeah.
Clint Eastwood came out of that. He was Rowdy Yates. He was on Rawhide, and then he went on to make the Spaghetti Westerns, the famous Spaghetti Westerns. And John Wayne. These were tough guys. Tough white guys. Mm-hmm. And that became sort of the motif. That sort of became the thing that we think of when we think of cowboys as this kind of Western version of a cowboy. Mm-hmm. Not the real hard-working, real cowboy that was doing work which wasn't very romantic at all, probably.
Right, not as glamorous as television made it seem.
Yep. But there's something about Beyonce's new album that's just come out. Have you listened to it yet?
I haven't, but I know a lot of people who do.
Yes, I've listened to all of it.
I listened and I enjoy it in my studio. I've been painting to it in my studio. It sort of makes me move. But her name is Carter, right? Beyonce Knowles Carter. So Cowboy Carter is a reference to herself and placing herself in that role as cowboy. Sort of groundbreaking in a way, sort of the idea of, like, you know, herding the cattle, bringing all the influences and genres of American music together.
I like that conceptually.
Bringing them all together. And she's got some good songs on that. So, you know, part of the inspiration for this episode is looking at cowboy music, country music, the origins of it, and where it's going and how it's all evolving. And so Beyonce's inspired me to talk about this today. So in a way, all of those cowboys from the past, all those cowboys that we think of as the traditional cowboys, the white cowboys that were mythological figures, John Wayne and Ronald Reagan and Clint Eastwood and those guys, are really just sort of like ghosts now riding off into the western sunset, like ghost riders in the sky. They're just fading away as we evolve and have a more diverse and textured and interesting understanding of what that mythology means.
Yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-yo, ghost riders in the sky. An old cowboy went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way, when all at once a mighty bunch of red-eyed cows he saw, plowing through the ragged sky. And up a cloudy draw, yippee-yi-yay, were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky. He saw the riders coming hard, and he heard their mournful cry, yippee-yi-yay, riders in the sky. Their
faces gone, their eyes were blurred, their shirts all soaked with sweat. They're riding hard to catch that herd, but they ain't caught them yet. Cause you gotta ride forever on that range up in the sky, on horses snorting fire. As they ride on, hear their cry. Yippee-i-a, yippee-i-o. Ghost riders in the sky. As the riders went on by, me heard one call his name.
Yippee-i-a.
If you want to save your soul from ever riding on our range, then cowboy, change your way today, or with us you will ride, trying to catch the devil's hook across the endless skies. If the IA, in the sky, ghost riders in the sky. Cowboys ain't easy to love, and they're harder to hold. They'd rather give you a song than diamonds or gold.
Lone Star belt buckles and old faded Levi's, and each night begins a new day. If you don't understand him, he don't die young. He'll probably just ride away.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars or drive them old trucks. Let them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. 'Cause they never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love.
Cowboys like smoky old pool rooms, clear mountain mornings,
little warm puppies and children and girls of the night. Them that don't know him won't like him, and them that do sometimes won't know how to take him.
He ain't wrong, he's just different, but his pride won't let him do things to make you think he's right.
Let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Let them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. They'll never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love.
Being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern-day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies that leave them with the words of a sad country song.
Heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems, sadly in search of, and one step in back of themselves and their slow moving dreams. Cowboys are special, with their own brand of misery from being alone too long. You could die from the cold in the arms of a nightmare, knowing well that your best days are gone. Picking up hookers instead of my pen, I let the words of my youth fade away. Old worn out saddles and old worn out memories, but no one and no place to stay. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems, sadly in search of, and one step and back of themselves and their slow-moving dreams. Sadly in search of, and one step and back of themselves and their slow-moving dreams. They say she died one winter when there came a killing frost, and the pony she named Wildfire busted down its stall. In a blizzard he was lost. Dark of the moon, I planted it, but there came an early snow. There's been a hoot owl howling by my window now for 6 nights.
She's coming.
Living on the road, my friend, what's gonna keep you free and clean? Now you wear your skin like iron and your breath's as hard as kerosene. You weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seems. She began to cry when you said goodbye. Sank into your dreams. Well, Pancho was a bandit, boys. His horse was fast as polished steel. Wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. But Pancho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico. Nobody heard his dying words. Oh, but that's the way it goes. And all the federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him hang around out of kindness, I suppose. Lefty, he can't sing the blues all night long like he used to. The dust that Pancho bit down south ended up in Lefty's mouth. The day they laid poor Pancho low, Lefty split for Ohio, where he got the bread to go. Oh, there ain't nobody knows. And all the federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose. Well, the poets tell how Pancho fell and left his living in a cheap hotel. The desert's quiet and Cleveland's cold, so the story ends, we're told. Pancho needs your prayers, it's true. We'll save a few for Lefty too. He just did what he had to do. And now he's growing old. A few gray federales say they could have had him any day. They only let them go so wrong out of kindness, I suppose. few great federales say they could have had them any day. They only let them go so wrong, out of kindness, I suppose.
You're listening to Art House Radio, hosted by Bo Bartlett.
Cowboy Carter, time to strike a match and light up this juke joint.
One, one, one by one, you hang them high. Your hands are steady in your sleeping night. How did you turn your heart to stone? I don't want them back, but I can't let go. Hangman, answer me now. You owe me a debt. You stole him.
Justify it. Boy, I know they're looking for me. How we
such a tyrant. Every time I ride it, every time I ride this, I don't like to sit up in the saddle, boy, I got it. Just relax, I got this. I got that exotic, it's so hypnotic. I am such a tyrant. Send me some shots, are you with me or not? Throw it back, shoot up the bar. Tell a lie, we don't remember none after that. Can find what a tragedy. Hey, hey, riding you while we trying to get away. Riding you while we trying to catch a wave. That's so sexy and I know it. And I ain't afraid to show it. Baby, I'm goated, baby, I'm glowing. Hey, hey, on the run, run. Tap me on the shoulder when you reload the gun. Tyrant, every time I ride it. Every time I ride it. Make it look so good. Try to justify it. Boy, I know they looking for me. How we gonna hide it? I am such a tyrant.
How did you get used to the haunting? The willing, the missing, the wanting. Try to send me across the divide. Hang me, teach me how not to cry. How not to cry. How not to cry.
Oh, she got that water. Hangman got that water. Don't act like you don't know. Don't pay me in gold. Giddy up, back outside, I'm on the road. Giddy up, hey.
When the sun goes down,
giddy up, hey.
You can hear this body howl.
Giddy up now, nigga don't, nigga don't. Nigga daddy can't leave me alone, leave me alone. Damn if I do, damn it if I don't. Lady with a whip won't, what she wanna want. Okay,
tyrant. Every time I ride it, every time I ride it.
Ha ha ha! Just like that, giddy up, giddy up. Beyonce Knowles Carter from Cowboy Carter with Tyrant. What a way to end the show, boy, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you weren't awake earlier, you should be awake now. You should be up.
Giddy up.
Giddy up, get them doggies rolling, rawhide. All right, so that's our show. That's our cowpoke show for today. You guys? Enjoy the ride.
What's the opposite of yeehaw? Because yeehaw's like, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
So the opposite of yeehaw.
Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa.
Whoa,
that's what I think.
Nelly.
Whoa.
Okay. Yeah. So put your heels down. Whoa. Let's stop this thing.
Yes.
Let's go back to the beginning and see what we heard. We heard Frolic from JKX Fussel, our intro music. And we heard Don't Fence Me In, one of my favorites, Roy Rogers. I think I'm just going to put that on repeat. Don't Fence Me In. Keep yourself free, y'all. Back in the Saddle Again, Gene Autry. And then one of my favorites from high school. It was my favorite album in high school, Sweet Baby James by James Taylor. We heard a version of Don't Fence Me In by Ella Fitzgerald, a wonderful version. And then we heard Drover by Bill Callahan. During the story, we heard Man Bartlett, 2019-01-01, and then Ghost Riders in the Sky by Marty Robbins. Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson, Mama, don't let your boys grow up to be cowboys. Take that advice, please, everybody. Wildfire by Michael Murphy. Towns Van Zandt with Poncho and Lefty. That's a cool song. And then David Byrne from the Talking Heads with Don't Fence Me In. And finally, Tyrant by Beyonce and Dolly Parton from Cowboy Carter, Beyonce's new album. Behind us, Pop Shalom, Him for Her. So glad you were with us today on the radio. Thanks, you guys, for being here.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Shu. Thank you, Trent.
When I think of cowpoke, I think of my grandfather, my popo, who is named Thomas Henry Phillips, which is where the Henry comes from,
nice.
From my name. And I just want to give him a shout out. I miss him. I'm thinking of him. Through having the authority on the television, had me grow up watching Westerns throughout my childhood.
Wonderful.
Wonderful. And golf, unfortunately.
Watching Westerns on television.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, here's to him. Here's to all the Ghost Riders in the sky. So glad you were with us today on the radio. Hope you're able to make some art this week. Get in your studio and make some art. Exercise your freedoms. See you right back here next week. Love and light, y'all.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina, music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden. I was in love, but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in anger I challenged his right for the love of this maiden. Down put his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. The handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. Out through the back door of Roses I ran, out where the horses were tied. Caught a good one, it looked like it could run. Up on its back and away I did ride, just as fast as I could, from the West Texas town of El Paso back to the badlands of New Mexico. Back in El Paso my life would be worthless. Everything's gone in life, nothing is left. It's been so long since I've seen the young maiden. My love is stronger than my fear of death. I saddled up and away I did go, riding alone in the dark. Maybe tomorrow a bullet may find me. Tonight nothing's worse than this pain in my heart. And at last here I am on the hill overlooking El Paso. I can see Rose's Cantina below. My love is strong and it pushes me onward. Down off the hill to Felina I go. Off to my right I see five mounted cowboys. Off to my left, right, a dozen or more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me. I have to make it to Rose's back door. Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel a deep burning pain in my side. Though I am trying to stay in the saddle, I'm getting weary, unable to ride. But my love